Hi, it's Tara. Are you ready to reset your life? Well, good news. I am the Step Strong Coach, and I can show you how to reset your life and step strong unapologetically, be it your personal or your relationship. Click the link in the bio of the podcast so you can schedule an appointment so that you can live your best life. Now, step strong. Stay watching. Start your day off right with a dose of vitamin E. Welcome to the Step Strong Podcast. I am your host, Tara J. Black, the round-the-way social worker. Here, our main purpose is to heal, empower, and motivate you to smile big and step strong through this thing called life. Now let's get to the business. Hey, y'all. Hey, it's Tara. You know Tara, your round-the-way social worker. And baby, I am back just to give you another dose of vitamin E to educate, empower, and encourage you to smile big and step strong through this thing called life. Yes, we're back at it again, y'all. I'm super excited. You know, sometimes even us as the ones that have it together, we need to take a moment to regroup and to reset our lives. Because sometimes we just be running on auto. And honey, you got to go back to the drawing board. But I think the last couple of weeks and all this month, y'all know we've been talking about relationships. And the last one, if you hadn't listened to, we was talking about, you know, what is dating and the different things that come with it. But I want to keep on talking because I don't think nobody really understand, like, when you're talking about relationships, when you're talking about commitment, and I know we had one, we was talking about the fear of commitment. Why are people so fearful of committing to one person? You know, why do you feel like you have to have multiple people? And I understand that no one person is perfect. And, you know, I understand that, you know, you get this from one person, that from one person. But if you communicate and you're able to talk out what you need and want in a relationship, I'm pretty sure that if that person is the right person for you, that they would accommodate what it is that you are requesting and vice versa. But I just want to give y'all four facts when it comes to committing. I'm talking about relationships, period. And y'all know I'm real big on ships. But I'm just talking about relationships and period. I'm going to give you four facts, and I don't think that people really pay any attention to them or that they even, you know, elaborate on them. But I want to let you know that some people, listen to me, some people just want the attention of having you without the responsibility of being committed to you. I'm gonna say that one more time because, I want you to let it soak in. Some people just want the attention of having you without the responsibility of being committed to you. You know, people, you know, how men will have women on their arm as eye candy, or maybe even women will have men on their arm as eye candy. You know, and because maybe they have clout in the city, or maybe they're doing big things with money. I don't know. But I have seen it. I have seen people who have dated for 5 and 10 and 15 and 20 years. And ain't nobody said I do. You know, ain't nobody said I do. But on the flip side of that, I've seen people married for 5, 10, 15, 20 years. It is just like an arrangement. Because she know what he doing. She been knew what he was doing. He told her, probably told her from the jump, that he wasn't really ready to commit. But she kept on pushing until she got him. Now, I'm not just going to say that these are the men, because I know that there are some women that do the same thing too. You know, tell the dude, listen, I don't want to marry. You know, I just want us to be, you know, understood. But he still, well, I love you. okay then. So it goes both ways. But I want to let you know that when it comes to commitment, you can't change someone else's fear of commitment. And this is what I'm saying. I want you to listen to me. You can't change someone else's fear of commitment. And this is what I'm saying. You think that if you love them enough, or if you give them time, or if you show them, you know, how much you care for them, how much you love them, you know, because you basically, you're setting yourself up because you can't love commitment into somebody. You can't show examples that they like, and then that's going to make them want to commit. You can't do it. And I see a lot of times where women, and I'm going to say men too, but I see a lot of times where people, how about that? But they waste all these years of their life to a person who's not going to commit to them. And I, even though I'm talking about relationships and I'm giving you these four facts, I just want to give y'all something to think on. This goes for any kind of ship you in, even if it's a marriage ship, because there are some individuals who are married, but they're still not committed. Either one's not committed to the other, or they're not even committed to one another. You see what I'm saying? So the more you do, you think that you can love them, heavy love them, and they don't want to commit. Or you can do all these things. And I've seen women, I've seen it so many times where women, they do the wifely things, but they don't have the title. And some men too. And I think that sometimes that it's no indictment on the person who's not committing. I believe that it's an indictment on the person who's settling for the person who's not committing. Because you are saying, you know what, I'm good. No, you're not good, because now you're living beneath your worth and what is owed to you. And I give you something else. Sometimes people with commitment issues, they get portrayed. And I just said that as the bad guy. But they really not. You know, they may say that they're heartless, or they careless, or, you know, they selfish individuals. And that doesn't mean that whatsoever, because I am more than sure that it had been said that they not ready for commitment. They just want this to be a situationship, or they just want to be, like we said at the beginning, want to be attached to you, the attention that they get, but not without being committed to you. So I think that it's not the person. They're not bad people, because I'm pretty sure. But then you got some that will pretend, and they'll go along and they'll sell you a dream, child. And then there you go. You upset because they were not forthcoming. But I'm telling you, these other people who have told you that this ain't what they want, that's not what you wanted to hear. And now here you are. You know, you mad, or you upset, or you feel like, you know, they mistreated you or they mishandled you when you were not listening to what they were saying. Sometimes I've learned with people, baby, you have to listen to what's not being said. Watch what they do. Watch how they do it. And you can hear a whole lot without even words being spoken. I'm in need for you to start listening. And y'all know I don't like using the word need. But I'm going to give you another fact. Another fact, when you're talking about relationships and commitment. People who have commitment issues, or even fear to commit, they see relationships differently. It's like they don't have the same outlook or perception of how relationships should be. You know how your mother and father, you know, they were in a relationship and, you know, they're married or whatever. And it's traditional. But people with commitment fears and issues, they don't have traditional relationships. They don't see them as traditional. They make up what works for them in their head, and what works for the person that's allowing them to get the milk for free and not buy the cow. You see what I'm saying? So they just see it differently, and they learn a regimen that's going to work for them when it comes to dating, or when it comes to dealing with people, you know? And I just feel as though individuals like that need need to go back and search themselves. Because see, at that point, for these made up rules of engagement that goes with relationships, you know, you're only inviting trouble up the road. I'm just saying, you know, so if you know somebody that has commitment issues, you know, you really need to, and there go that word again. But if you know somebody that has commitment issues, either you're going to take a stance and say, hey, this is not what we're doing, or you going to be okay with it. You know where they at, you know what it is, and keep it moving. But the last fact that I want to tell you that's about people with commitment, fear of commitment, you know, they don't want to commit. These individuals, even though they may not want to commit, they still have the capability of feeling incredibly deeply in love for a person. So that's how sometimes you feel. Hello, you'll see people in relationships for a long, long time. And I was watching this series on TV, which brings me to this. And this man, it was on the news the other day. This man, he was accused. I don't know. I wasn't there. But the news said that he allegedly killed his wife while they went on a trip. But the bartender a couple of months, or I don't know how long ago back, but he overheard the conversation of the man and said this man had had a girlfriend for 10 years. 10 years. He had a whole girlfriend. But he told the girlfriend that in the rage, I will kill my wife for you. Now, that's what the bartender says he overheard the man tell the girlfriend. But that just goes back to the last fact, is that they are still capable of feeling incredibly deeply in love with a person and for a person, even though they're not really committed to that person. So even though he had been talking to, this works both sides for him. Even though he had been talking to the girlfriend for 10 years, he wasn't committed to her because he was still married to his wife. And then even though he had been married to his wife many, many years, he wasn't committed to her because he had a whole girlfriend for 10 years on the side. But he still, at some point, I know that he still loved his wife and he loved his girlfriend. So even though he wasn't wanting to commit to just one, he still had love for him. He still had love for him. So these are just some facts when you're dealing with people who are fearful of commitment, you know, and this is just something, and these are not all of them, but I just wanted to like, just give like a little short snippet of, you know, these are some, when it comes to commitment, because sometimes people go around and around and around. You know, why are you going around arguing about the same thing, falling out, packing up your little bag, going home because he done did this or she done did that, knowing you're going to be right back with them? Well, if they have a fear of commitment, just understand nothing you can do can make them change their mind. They're going to have to want to change on their own. You can't love them to commitment. You can't overly do for them to commit. You can't do it. The second thing. And remember, people who have commitment issues, they're not always the bad guy. I mean, because I'm telling you, 9 out of 10, they probably have been upfront with you. However, you thought that the number one fact, that you could love them, that you could change them, that you can shower them, that you could do all this, and that they would commit to you. The third thing, they see relationships different. And it's not that it's wrong. It's just that they have in their mind the way the relationships that they want to be involved in should be. So it's not that they're wrong. That's just how they see it. Now, it all depends on who they get with, if they're going to accept and approve that or deny it and discount it. And the last thing, they are still able to deeply love a person, even though they may love you to pieces, love you to heaven love, but they still don't want to commit. You know, you their main thing, but they still got other things on the side. But they still love you. And people may say, well, how can they love me if they're doing that? Easy. People can still love people and still do things, you know. But if you continue doing this thing, that's a problem. That's a problem. But these are just some facts. And I don't know if this is your relationship or not. I don't know if you struggle with commitment or the person that you've been dealing with for the last 10 years struggle with commitment. But this even go to marriages. Because, you know, some people that stay married forever, child. And they know Johnny. No offense to anybody named Johnny. But but they know Johnny ain't going to get right. And they probably been married to Kathy. No offense, Kathy. She ain't going to be right. So the best thing you can do is take a self-evaluation of yourself and say, why am I accepting this? Or why am I dealing with this? Because if you don't take a stand, they not. I tell you all the time that in the world, there are givers and takers. There are committers and non-committed people. Baby, givers gonna give and takers gonna take. Committed people are gonna be committed and non-committed people, they're not gonna be committed. But that's when you have to intervene and love yourself enough to say, hey, we've been going around this mulberry bush for umpteen years, and I ain't finna do this no more. Either we're going to be one and done, or we not. But then, or whatever the decision that you make, you have to agree with whatever the arrangement is. But I'm just telling you, relationships are so much healthier when it's one-on-one. When it's one-on-one, because you're able to talk it out opposed to seeking somebody else to validate or to fill that void. But if you're able to speak to one another and dissect what the issues are, you know, why are you fearful of commitment? What is the problem? What happened? Like I asked my grandbabies, who did it? Who did it? But I'm just saying to you, people with commitment issues, and if it's you, you know, why? What's the issue? What happened? Why do you feel the need to not commit and to get entangled, what they said, in a situationship? So I think I want to open the lines. You know, DM me, call me, text me, because I want to know. There's a question at the end of the podcast. Answer that question, because I want to know. What is the fear of commitment, and why are you fearful of committing? What has happened, or what is happening, or what do you fear will happen? So until the next time, y'all continue to smile big and step strong. Why? Because people are watching you. They want to see what you're doing. They want to see how you're doing it, and they most definitely want to see how you maintain. When they know you got a problem with commitment, or you're dealing with somebody that's got a problem with commitment, and you're going along to get along, but let them know you're going to rethink some things and put some things in their perspective places. So until the next time, y'all push past the pain and y'all persevere. And please make sure that you are sharing the podcast. I'm on my way and I'm super excited. Y'all hear me smiling and laughing back here? So be on the lookout, because the YouTube channel is coming. We'll be able to have those live one-on-one interactions as we give you a little bit of education and empowerment and encouragement to help you smile big and step strong through this thing called life. So until the next time, y'all stay blessed, be safe, and trust God. Before you move, before you speak, consult God, because he will give you clarity and he will give you clear discernment by way of Holy Ghost. Yes. So y'all see y'all next time. Y'all be safe.